All told, the White House said it was ready to back 10 of the 15 recommendations the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission made in January. But the report the president sent to Congress, already a month late, said several issues, including proposed overhauls of DOD's health insurance system and military retirement, need more study. The commission, which spent nearly 2 years examining military compensation, recommended that the military move to a blended system that keeps its 20-year pension system in place, but with a reduction in the defined pension benefit. In exchange, DOD would start to make contributions into military members' thrift savings plan accounts, letting them start to accrue at least some retirement savings from the day they enter the military. As part of its annual markup of the Defense Authorization Bill, the House Armed Services Committee largely endorsed that approach after an all-night session. Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry.
There has been concern for some time that a system where you don't get a dime of retirement unless you stay in the military 20 years is going to enable us to attract and keep the kind of top quality people we need in the military. 83% of the people who serve in the military leave without a dime of retirement. And if you serve for 19 years and you leave, you get not a dime of retirement.
The legislation the committee passed early Thursday morning accepted most of the Military Compensation Commission's retirement proposal as is, with a few caveats. Implementation of the new retirement system would be delayed until October of 2017 in order to give DOD time to raise red flags about any unforeseen pitfalls involved in the new approach. The House language also leaves out the commission recommendation to let military members receive part of their pensions in one lump sum and requires the government to continue making matching contributions to the thrift savings plan even after a service member is eligible to retire. Joe Heck is the chairman of the House Personnel Subcommittee.
We've taken into consideration the concerns that many of the VSOs expressed about losing the E8s and E9s after 20 years of service because there was no continued match to the TSP, and we're telling DOD, continue the match past 20 years of service, unlike the commission. We have talked about taking out the lump sum payments that would put retirement funds at risk after somebody leaves. But what we're saying to DOD is take the recommendations as we spell them out in the bill, come back to us with an implementation plan, and identify any challenges that you may see by March 1st of next year, before the NDAA season begins, so that if we need to redirect course, we can, but we continue to march towards an implementation date of October 1st, 2017.
But some House members also favored delaying action on the retirement proposal. One intensely debated amendment, offered by New York Congressman Chris Gibson, a retired Army colonel, would have cut the retirement reform from this year's defense bill entirely and instead required DOD to provide additional feedback on the commission's recommendations.
This proposal, the veteran service organizations are split on it right now. At the end of the day, if we spend the next year building the consensus, listening to our non-commissioned officers and listening to our officers, troopers, and families, we're going to be in a stronger position to legislate next year with their support, with a full understanding of what we're doing. As I've said, there's some things in the commission I think that are going to be popular. But let's be candid here and for all to know that this vote is a vote, depending on what one does with the TSP, to cut retirement at 20 years. That is a fact. So now, we may end up with a consensus that people feel that if they get into the thrift savings program, that they'll be able to make that percentage up. That may be possible. But, you know, I think that there are going to be our colleagues on the floor, and given the busy lives that we all face here, I think they're going to be surprised that they're looking at a vote that's going to cut retirement. So, you know, again, I think that there are ways to explain this and to try to make it, you know, more understanding in many different directions, but I think this is premature.
But opposition to Gibson's proposal to delay the retirement changes was widespread. Members voted it down 55-8. Again, Chairman Mac Thornberry.
You know, we could study and we could do all sorts of things indefinitely, as has happened before. Or we could take a step, build on what the commission has recommended, improve it, I think, in two substantial ways, and then continue to listen to the service chiefs, to the military, to the veteran service organizations and others about how to fine-tune it and make sure it works. And we can do that all the way through conference, and then we've got a year to make further adjustments before it takes effect. But human nature is what it is. the members of the military are not going to focus in on the best choices for them until it's real. So that's why we need to make it real, adjust this through conference to get it right, and then there's a year to do this education for the choices that they have ahead of them. I think it makes no sense whatsoever to delay this further. In effect, you're just gonna kill it.
Support for moving ahead was also bipartisan. Adam Smith is the committee's ranking Democrat.
What he said. I agree with absolutely every single thing the chairman just said. And I just want to emphasize one piece of it. We have been talking and studying and discussing and theorizing about the retirement system in the military for as long as I've been in Congress. So the idea that the reason not to vote for this is that we need more time boggles my mind. You can always argue that when you do something legislatively, as time evolves, you might learn something and learn ways that you want to change it. But if that's a winning argument, we should all just close up shop and go home. I mean, we should just shut down the Congress and never pass anything. You're going to learn stuff as you go along, sure. But on this issue, we have looked at it over and over and over again. I just don't see any credibility to the argument that we haven't studied it properly or talked to the service members properly.
The bill the committee passed on Thursday did not take up the issue of reforms to military health insurance. The Compensation Commission had recommended that Congress mostly scrap the current TRICARE system and replace it with a menu of private health insurance options, similar to, but separate from, the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan. The House legislation would make several other changes to military health care, though, including ordering the department to combine the military services medical organizations into a unified command and creating a shared drug formulary between DOD and the Department of Veterans Affairs to ensure that veterans have access to the same medications they were prescribed while they were still on active duty. In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.